ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 8 சாப்டர் 21. பலி மகாராஜ் அரெஸ்டட் பை த லார்ட். Text 4. Dhatuhu kamandalau jalam kamandalu jalam tad urukramasya tad urukramasya phadavane jana pavitrataya பாதாவனே ஜன பவித்ரதயா நரேந்திர ஸ்வாத்துனி அபுன் நபசி ஸ்வாத்துன் அபுன் நபசி ஸ்வாத்துன்ய அபுன் நபசி சா பததி நிமாரிஷ்டி லோகத்ரயம் பகவதோ விஸ்வதேவ சாரி விஸ்வதேவ கீர்த்தி. இட்ஸ் ரிட்டன் இன் தேவநாகரி ஆர் இங்கிலீஷ்? இங்கிலீஷ். தாது கமண்டலு ஜலம் ததுருக்ரமஸ்ய தாது கமண்டலு ஜலம் ததுருக்ரமஸ்ய பாதாவனே ஜன பவித்ரதயா நரேந்திர பாதாவனே ஜன பவித்ரதயா நரேந்திர ஸ்வர்துனி அபூன் நபசி சா பததி நிமாஷதி. ஸ்வர்துனி அபூன் நபசி சா பததி நிமாஷதி. ஸ்வர்துனி அபூன் நபசி சா பததி நிமாஷதி. லோகத்ரயம் பகவதோ விஸ்வதேவ கீர்த்தி. லோகத்ரயம் பகவதோ விஸ்வதேவ கீர்த்தி. தாது கமண்டலு ஜலம் ததுருக்ரமஸ்ய பாதாவனே ஜன பவித்ரதயா நரேந்திர ஸ்வர்துனி அபூன் நபசி சா பததி நிமாஷதி. லோகத்ரயம் பகவதோ விஸ்வதேவ கீர்த்தி. தாது கமண்டலு ஜலம் ததுருக்ரமஸ்ய பாதாவனே ஜன பவித்ர நரேந்திர mother. Dhatuhu of Lord Brahma, Kamandalu Jalam, water from the Kamandalu, Tad, that Purukramasya of Lord Vishnu, Pada Avanejana, Paritrataya, because of washing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and thus being transcendentally pure. Narendra, O King, Sarduni, the river named Sarduni of the celestial world, Abud, so became Nimashati, what is this? Nimashti, purifying Lokatrayam, the three worlds, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishada, so purified, Iva, just like Kirtihi, the fame or glorious activities. Rajahamsa. There's no need to keep those books. Those are very advanced. Or is not so good. But in my class, you just keep those books. Translation performed by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King. O King. The water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev, who is known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of Ganges, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Oh, you have already repeated. I didn't read first, did I? Purport. Here we understand that the Ganges began when the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev. But in fifth canto it is stated that the Ganges began when Vamandev's left foot pierced the covering of the universe, so that the transcendental water of the causal ocean leaked through. And elsewhere it is also stated that Lord Narayana appeared as the water of Ganges. The water of the Ganges, therefore, is a combination of three transcendental waters, and thus the Ganges is able to purify the three worlds. That is the description given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. ஓம் அஜான சுமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன சலாகையா சக்ஷு உன்மிலிதம் ஏன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. நமோ விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி இதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவம் கௌரவாணி பிரசாரணி நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பசாச்சாரியசிதாரிணே. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. This is the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says in the introduction to Bhagavatam that if one systematically reads the first nine cantos, one becomes fully self-realized, and then one can begin properly pure devotional service. So hopefully when the ninth canto comes around and we complete it, we will all be self-realized. Lord Kapila says in the third canto that only after hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam for a very long time, it actually acts. Because we have so much of backlog. Just like if you take up some milk from the freezer and you heat it, it takes a long time because initially the heat goes to just bring it to room temperature. Later on we can boil it. So although boiling milk may take only 10-20 minutes, if you take milk which is very cold, then it takes more time, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Like that, when we have so much backlog of material vasanas, as the Mayavadis are happy to say, then it takes a long time. But the process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful that it can act in this lifetime, but it requires great mercy and blessings from the Acharya, that means Srila Prabhupada. To hear purely takes long time. I was giving the example, I gave a class I think at Chaupati some days ago, I don't know when. I was giving the example that if you see the sun through the green glass, you will not see directly sunlight, but you will see what color light? Huh? He was saying something else, then he heard that. You'll see green light. You're saying you'll see the frame. You follow the example? If you see, So we are reading Prabhupada's book, but what we get is whatever our mind is telling us. The green glass is a subtle body. Just like if you have a pot, clean pot, and you have a dirty cloth, and you put milk into the pot, milk will be clean or dirty? Huh? Yes. Like that, when I hear Prabhupada using my dirty mind, I only see what I hear. Of course, if the sunlight would kindly come and just avoid my glasses and go through directly, or if somebody would lift the ganda kapda and pour directly dood, then we can get pure knowledge. Therefore, it takes long time to realize that I'm processing everything by my mind. In the beginning, that is good. It's better than nothing. But later we have to become free of that. Isn't it? So, I say that what is preached outside and what is preached inside has to be slightly different. Just like if somebody is not, I gave this example before, I can repeat, because I'm always thinking about it myself, for myself, that if somebody is not going to school and is going to cinema, when we tell him, don't go to cinema, right? Go to school. And then he comes to the classroom, he is not going to the cinema. You can't again tell him, don't go to cinema. He has come to the class. Now you have to teach what is to be taught in the class. So Prabhupada said, for public, these are advanced topics. There is one interesting quote. I will read that, but of course. So Revatinandan Swami is saying, there is some distinction between the nature of the soul and nature of the body. Prabhupada says, that distinction is inconceivable. You cannot make clear distinction, therefore it is called achintya. Are you following? Prabhupada says you can't. So Revatinandan Swami says, the distinction between the soul and the body? Prabhupada says, yes, you cannot make a clear distinction. Therefore it's called achintya veda, veda tattva. Inconceivable, one and different simultaneously. Revatinandan, sometimes people ask, Prabhupada, these questions are not to be discussed in public. They are very higher understanding. For public should be, this is matter, this is spirit. But actually it's not different and higher understanding. Sometimes we may say, that's okay, but when scientists say there is no difference, they are being atheistic. This is higher spiritual understanding. First you have to accept there is a difference, then we can go to non-different, maybe higher. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says, sometimes scientists argue that matter and spirit are one, with no difference between them. Now he could say, and of course he has many times said that's nonsense, but here he says, factually in a higher sense, there is no difference between matter and spirit. In other words, even in the context of science, you could actually bring it. These are all higher topics. Not so easy. Not so easy at all. The advantage of understanding such things is that we can then see that even the slokas, we don't really understand. Isn't it? Suppose, you know, Krishna lifted his lotus feet and pierced the sky. What exactly is happening? We can repeat it. Right? But people may ask, what exactly is happening? Why it hit the sky where? And why causal ocean came? What is causal ocean? How is it there? Children ask, why? We may not know. Can you explain? If I make sound, you can probably explain it. Even that is difficult to explain. But you can probably explain. Nothing to their appearance. There was morning and I woke up, thought came in my mind that we say that Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sita Ramakrishnan Man Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I was thinking, somebody says, how did Lord Narasimhadev come from the stone? What is the process? I break the stone open, I don't see nothing there. You also break the stone open, you won't see nothing there. Prahlad Maharaj is special, yes, so what made nothing there come out? Bhakti, what is bhakti? People endlessly ask questions. We should be able to answer. The scientists may say, I accept that if I don't have bhakti, nothing there will not come. But when he came, how did he come? Scientists may also say, okay, I don't have bhakti, no problem. But when he came, what was the process by which he came? That's a science. Krishna consciousness is a science. This can be explained. Now, it is true also, we may say, there is no end to such explanations. What is all this thinking and all this meaningless without bhakti? Right? Bhagavad bhakti heenasya jati shastra japas tapas apranasya dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. Without bhakti, being born in a great family, to have great knowledge, to have, you know, jati shastra japa sarva, to do japa, tapa, all this is meaningless. It is like decorating a dead body. The Prabhupada says, in all cultures, when the body is dead, they decorate it. And people take it and do something with it, cremate it. Sometimes people say, he is looking better now than when he was alive. Sometimes. So, it is like that, Shastra says. No bhakti, but all this is useless, like decorating a dead body. But Bhagavatam also says, notice it was, Vasudeve Bhagavate Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayate Asu Jnanam Cha Vairagyam Yadahaitukam. But if you actually perform bhakti, true bhakti, then you also get knowledge. Therefore, without, Srila Prabhupada said that it is not possible for a devotee to be bereft of knowledge. Jnana Vairagyam Ahaitukam. So, bhakti, Jnana Vairagyam Heenasya. Tad Bhakti Vastavam Na Bhavati. So, it's not actual bhakti. So that is also there, we cannot ignore. So what is this knowledge? Of course, I don't know, I'm a fool. But it is there, we should accept. That is, of course, revealed in the heart. Because the green glass has to be removed and put. Sunlight must be seen. Are you following? So the knowledge cannot be stored by mind and intelligence and cannot be absorbed by mind and intelligence. That's okay. But factually, Padvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadakshante Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshina. Exactly what things are as, should be known. And I may not know because I am myself green glass. And I may speak green glass to people. So that's also satsang. It's okay. But the pure satsang is when the speaker is without green glass and the listener is without green glass, like Dasukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. But at least the speaker is without green glass and he can remove and put. That is called Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. In other words, Divya Gyan is given directly to the soul by one who is capable of actually lifting your veil of Maya and giving it. That is very rare. That is what we can hear from Prabhupada if we are fortunate. Otherwise we process. Is it clear or not? Are we following? Are you following? So that pure hearing comes from great grace. Because I cannot hear, I am already covered by mind and intelligence. That time, Bhagavatam becomes like a movie, video. You can see and everything is, you can actually see. There is no difference between seeing and hearing. That's why it is said, seeing Krishna and hearing Krishna is no different. Which means when you are reading, you can actually see. An ordinary person, in a wallet, he may carry how much rupees? Kitna paisa normally? You have a purse? You don't have a devotee. Ordinary people may carry 100 rupees, 500 rupees, 1000 rupees. Isn't it? The very rich man, billionaire, they'll be carrying lot of money. In fact, even if they give a tip, they'll give 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. In their suitcases money. So, our kamandalu, if we use, itna pani, itna yoga. But when Brahma is putting, it's coming unlimitedly. You shouldn't think it was just few drops he put. Hey, our a glass pani lao. No. Great personalities. One may ask, God has come, why are you putting water on his feet? And why Brahma is doing it, not nobody else? He's the number one living entity. Because it cannot be acquired by anybody and everybody. It's a unique privilege. Everybody cannot put water on the Lord and wash his feet. Even in the temple you have to be a pujari to be able to do arghya and this and that. And somebody might say, what if somebody else does lower down? And if Brahma doesn't do, then it's not very clear whether Brahma is also accepting the Lord's superiority or not. So the topmost person does what appears to be a very lowly activity, but it's actually a top activity to be able to wash the lotus feet of the Lord. And it is described that there are different descriptions in the Bhagavatam in different places. They are not contradictory. They can be reconciled. You are, Here Prabhupada quotes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to explain that actually Ganges is composed of three sources. So there is no contradiction. You see? And that water from the Kamandalu of Brahmaji, when it touched the lotus feet of the Lord, it became pure. Of course, the causal ocean water is coming from the body of Narayana. Narayana entered the dark universe, closed universe. You can imagine, as soon as he entered, wow, so hot. He was profusely sweating, like we are sweating. There was nobody put on a fan. And that water became the causal ocean, unimaginably big. In the causal ocean, corner, there are trillions of universes. These oceans are so small, they are just part of Earth. But causal ocean is so big that even a universe is a small part of it. Therefore, because those waters are coming from Narayana's body, then, you know, it is considered transcendental. It is. So we don't know. I don't know what is transcendental. What does this word mean, transcendental? We just accept something higher. So we should know that everything we are accepting a lot by faith, adho, shraddha. We should know our position factually, isn't it? Somebody says, what is transcendental? Can you answer? Very difficult. We may say something or the other, but you are expressing your understanding of it. But we may not know what exactly transcendental is. Transcendental personality of Godhead, what is that? What does the word transcendental mean? We may say it transcends my senses. So many things transcend my senses. Bacteria are there, I cannot see it. Electromagnetic television waves are here, we cannot see it. Are they transcendental? No, there are higher senses. By mind you can see, that's how scientists saw. Therefore this is also behind the mind. Yes? What is mind? Everything is, we should not just dismiss and think that we know what we are speaking. It takes a little intelligence to see, I don't know what I am speaking. In fact, if we discuss that, I see many times we may get tired. What is not material, because a lot of blessings to understand. Like I was explaining to somebody yesterday only. Newspaper is material, right? What is it made of, newspaper? No, it's made from. So it's made of paper and ink. Newspaper is a combination of paper and ink. But from newspaper you get news. But news is made of what? It's not made of matter. Can you weigh? So how is it from matter, non-matter is coming? Are you following? But people think, why should I ask this? Devotees may be thinking like that. Nobody is raising such questions in the class, Bhagavatam class. Why are we raising? How does it come to connect? It is there. Because from non-matter, matter comes. It turns out that news exists before newspaper. In common sense also is there, unless news has happened. But you say news is in the newspaper. Suppose you give somebody news, they say, kaisa pata tumko? Oh, newspaper same. So newspaper, somebody takes and shakes. Kaha hai? News? Naimantara News? No, it is there, but you must have the eyes to see. So even materially, news exists before newspaper. This is Bhagavatam. Now I'm not going to explain this, take too long. Such things are there. Therefore, the transcendental exists before the material. And there is this analysis people do, scientists and all that, oh, why is this, why is that, why is that? But we are accepting things as they are, because it is not conceivable to us, achintya. So we should know that. I am accepting through faith. And that is good. But the materialistic demonor, as Prabhupada says, is constantly asking why, as the cause and effect. That can also be explained. It is not that the devotee is bereft of that knowledge. And that knowledge one must acquire. Does that make sense? No? Are you following or not following? Then the Bhagavatam becomes more and more real. Otherwise people will say, what is this? Who is Brahma? Where is he? And why that water coming from? We cannot even understand why ordinary water put on the Lord's lotus feet becomes pure. That is why when we do Charanamrit, we take in the morning. But is there a chemical process? No, it's a transcendental process. What is that process? The devotees know. I may not know. It is there. So it is good to become conscious. This whole idea of news is very much connected to this verse, but I don't want to explain, because it's long and you have to have interest and you have to hear, and then it becomes nice. It turns out, anyway, it's connected to the Bhagavad concept of matter. And this world comes from a deep underlying world of matter. And if you go like that, finally you find Krishna. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam, there is a description that just like a chemist, he can take ore, gold ore. If you take gold ore from the ground, it looks like mud only. But he is doing so much process, at the end of it, gold is coming out. Like that, the soul is completely enmeshed in matter. And for that soul to come out from matter, it requires a great purificatory process. And, you know, when you become old and close to the end game, as I am, then you realize, so much I have not learned. I have wasted my life. Radha Krishna Nabhadiya. Because through the mind I have been living. Through the mind. The existence through the mind is the cause of bondage. Therefore, achintya is inconceivable by us, but it can be understood if Krishna is merciful, the Acharya is merciful, then we can also to some extent convey it to others. It's called Urukrama. Urukrama means great activities. Activities that we cannot perform, no matter how powerful you are. That is Urukrama. Even if you are the greatest of the demigods, Brahma, you will wonder, oh, how did he do that? And Brahma wondered when Krishna, when he stole the cowherd boys and took. Then, when he came back, he saw the same cowherd boys. He knew Brahma. Brahma himself is a great mystic. So for him to produce an ugly body is not difficult. He is creating so many bodies. But he knows that each soul is unique. You cannot duplicate a soul. It will be another. He was very much surprised. How can there be another soul? Same soul. There can be a different soul. I can accept God is creating. But same soul cannot be produced because every soul is unique. It has an I. That I is unique. How did Krishna produce? Brahmaji was very, very surprised because he knew these are souls. They are not material. That much he knew. He is not like... He wanted to simply somehow by Krishna's will understand. But that understanding cannot be obtained just by thinking. But it can come. That is why jnana vairagyam ahaitukam. You get jnana, but the jnana is causeless and comes by a different process, by the process of mercy rather than reasoning. But it can be explained according to reasoning. So Brahma was not able to understand. What to speak of Brahma? Balaram also was not able to. But he was watching. It was very peculiar. You all know the story. Maybe well. That the personality, the cowherd boys and calves were all expansions of Krishna. So something peculiar happened that didn't happen before. You can see even in ordinary world, devotee families, they'll come for Mangalarti. They're very happy to come to see Krishna. They're more happy than the baby, their own baby who woke up in the morning and all. They want to, come on, come on. And the boy also is very interested. He'll be 3, 4 years old. Hari bol, he'll run into the temple also. So the whole family is more interested in Krishna than each other. Even here we can see a devotee. So same thing in spiritual world. They are more interested in Krishna than each other. The cows are more interested to see Krishna than their calves. The calves also are more interested to see Krishna than the mother. Very beautiful Goloka. But Lord Balarama was noticing something ulta horaha. Then these cows are as affectionate to the cow calf as Krishna. And the calves are as affectionate to Krishna as to their cow. Equal. That's not possible. Same thing with cowherd boys. Cowherd boys normally morning they'll get up even if their mother Gopi calls, oh come here Sridhama. You say, no, I'm going to go to Krishna's house. I'm going to play. He runs out. No, take at least breakfast. No, I'll go there. I'll take Mother Yashoda, I'll give me. It's okay, fine. They also then want to go and see Krishna. But now the cowherd boys and mothers were equally attached. So he said, how can this happen in Goloka? Then he realized, see, this is also reasoning, transcendental reasoning. Then Balaram said, this must be Krishna. Then he went and asked, what is this? Krishna is... What is this? This fact that Brahma came and played a little joke with me, so I am playing a counter joke on him. It's all me only. And it is described that during, of course, it is described that during that 1 year, all the gopis got married to cowherd boys. But actually it was Krishna. So, you know, Shivajiva Goswami explains the Parakiya Bhav is derived like that. That is higher topic. Let's not go there. So how could a duplicate be produced? Because Achintya Beda Beda. Krishna can produce another soul. Exactly, Krishna can become that soul because there is no difference between Krishna and the other souls. Therefore, Krishna can do that. So Krishna is unique. Even Narayanas cannot fully understand. Even pure devotees fully cannot understand. Who are we? So we must be saturated in that consciousness. If that consciousness is not dominating, that I cannot know, I don't know anything, then it's very difficult to progress. But that consciousness itself is actually a blessing from the Acharya. This is the purpose of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam carefully, because we are hoping that my green glass will be removed and somebody will directly put knowledge. Dhanuvya. You see? Are you following this thing? So, we can go on discussing. I may say something just to show that I know this or that. Or you may hear processing it. Why is he saying this? But transcendental knowledge delivered is completely different. And when it comes, what happens? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. At that time we become, I do not know. The more you learn, the more you realize, I don't know anything. That is dominating all the time. The more you learn, you realize, I don't know anything. Vidya Vinaya, therefore Vinaya comes. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Brahmana Gavihasini. Suni Chaivas Vakaicha. Pandita Samadarshana. He sees an ant going on this floor. He can actually see there is a soul and this, I am no different from this soul. I am also in Maya, this is also in Maya. There is no difference. That soul has got an ant body, I have got a human body. Kuch farak nahi hai. Otherwise, normally we think this is a better body, human body. No doubt, if you learn. But when you understand Bhagavad Gita 35, you will see that samadarshana. At that time, janma sartaka kari karo paropakar. At that time we can preach. You see? Otherwise, we may say we are preaching, but that is one green glass talking to another green glass. That's also okay, but we should know. Because we want to go further, we don't want to stay in this. Just like yesterday I had gone for a walk, and I just came back into the entrance, and in that seat next to the lift, one nice young man, maybe in his late 20s, looks like he's well educated and well mannered, was sitting there and he was reading the Bhagavad Gita introduction, opening page, very seriously he was reading. Naturally, you want to talk to him, isn't it? Preach to him. Maybe he's a PhD, maybe he'll help in BI or work. Maybe he's a rich man, I'll be the first person to meet him. Then I come, maybe he'll become a life member. We can make some money. It's all devotional only for Krishna's sake. But still, as my body was actually moving towards him to say, Hare Krishna, how are you? I saw he was reading very carefully. It was the second page of the introduction. I just stopped myself. I said, nothing that he can speak can improve his Krishna consciousness more than what he is reading right now. He is in communion with the Acharya. Just shut up, go up, and finish your rounds. I didn't even meet it. Because I could see, he's in communion with Prabhupada, who am I to go and disturb? And I was very happy to see him reading. So what I'm saying is that we are preaching, but our preaching is like the house is on fire and you get up. And you tell other people sleeping also, get up, fire. You're preaching, but you're also on fire. You are inside the fire, they are also. So like that, I am also suffering, they are also suffering, but I could say something, whatever I know. I am not like the fire engine wala who is outside. Prabhupada is fire engine wala outside. Maybe other devotees are part of fire engine. But I am inside. So my preaching is only this much. And it is great that I could preach only now. If I go out, I cannot preach. I cannot tell them, the fire engine people, oh, and now I have come out. Okay, now let me help you all. Let's go and save the rest. They'll say, what? You came out now, abhi ghar jao. So it is not that if you are liberated, you can preach. No, they'll say, you are liberated, ghar jao abhi. Don't disturb our preaching. They are fire engine. Samsara gava analida loka pranaya karunya gana ganatham. He is bringing water from the cloud of mercy of the Lord and putting on the fire on a leader. Material existence is exactly like a fire. So Lord Chaitanya has a fire engine department run by the acharyas. Because of their mercy, I am able to preach inside the fire. But when I get out, they will say, Garjao. So at least I don't think, oh, when I become pure devotee, I'll be able to preach better. And I'll make more disciples, not devotees, no. Most probably I'll be kicked upstairs. You have done enough nuisance here, anyway, you have come out, no go. So the saving process is meant for them, Acharya Varga. So a little bit more, go back to that original point, as I said. So what is the implication of this? News and news item, isn't it? Newspaper. Newspaper say, kaisa news aya. Forget how Lord Narsingadev came from pillar. We can't explain that. We don't even know how news came from newspaper. Prime Minister Modi went to America. That's a news time. Ye kaisa aa gaya? I remember when I first came to Bombay, I was working in some company downtown, and I had a house there, and below that there was one Parsi family, and there was one two-year-old Parsi boy, two, three-year-old. Every time when I go up, he'll just open the door a little bit and look. And one day, when I was going trying, he opened the full door. And I had my briefcase. He said, oh, kya? I didn't know, briefcase. I didn't know much Hindi. I just come. Said, briefcase, I said. Usme kya hai? He asked me. I had my work papers. I didn't know what to say. Andar kaam hai, I said. Just nahi. He was very surprised. Three-year-old boy. He was looking like that. Then he said, kaam andar kaisa gaya? Now, by now, not only my Hindi was exhausted, my concepts were also exhausted now. Because even if you knew Hindi, I couldn't explain how work went into that. So wonder what happened to that boy. Must be grown up now. That was 40, 50 years ago. Kaam kaise andar gaya? I said, pata nahi. He said, kolo. So I had to open. So finally his mother said, hey, kya kar raha? She said, no, disturb him. And he said, but the point was, the boy was right. So news kaise gaya andar, newspaper ke andar. See? The answer, one little stupid answer I have after working like a donkey for 40 years, but it's very important, is that see, so we have to understand what is experience, isn't it? table is object, we know pain is experience. So when I read the newspaper, which is actually object, I get an experience, oh, news has happened. Isn't it? That's why if they say, oh, the great flood in some place. Whatever that, what is it called, that flood that came in Chennai and all that? Water. Tsunami. So tsunami came. So many people died. Then you feel bad. Feelings are there. So it's experience. News is experience. So we think there is matter and experience has come. But it turns out experience is prior to matter and matter comes out of it. So if you understand that, you can understand more how large Narsingadev came from matter. He is existing prior to matter. Not only that, even news is existing prior to matter. And you can understand experience, not object like that, it goes, but these are all not things that you worry about. But it is all there in the Bhagavatam. Then we can actually explain more systematically why this is not mythology. Because they think it's mythology because it doesn't fit their reasoning. What is this? You say there's a god and the god put his foot up and then he tore open in the sky and then some Brahma came and put some water and it became Ganga here. Well, you can go there, you can see Ganges is coming near Himalayas. Like that. Every river has got a... No. So what is Ganga? You see, Ganga is an experience. The word experience I'm using in a technical sense. For somebody who doesn't know English, can he get news out of English newspaper? No. So he cannot get that experience. So the news is the experience. So Ganga is the experience. So the reality underlying Ganga is different from the reality underlying water. Because water can exist independent of you. It's a very beautiful... I don't know whether anybody... is interested in this topic or it's boring? It's interesting or not? How many people feel it's interesting? Put your hand up. Oh, okay. Otherwise, I really don't know whether I'm making a connect. Because so much to say. Very beautiful. So, when devotees come inside the temple, we should shift gear. Of course, we can still explain in the class what is wrong in going to the cinema, missing class. I'm going back to my old example. And you can use it to preach outside. So we can preach here more about how we are not the bodies and this and that. And we can be used for preaching, but we must have special knowledge. If the person who stopped going to the movie and coming to the school has no new knowledge compared to while you are seeing the movie, then kya fayda? So we must become very eager to get this new knowledge. So just like news is coming from, appears like coming from newspaper, but it's existing prior to. Like that, Narsingadev appears to come from matter, but he is existing prior. And just as if you don't know English, you cannot read an English newspaper. Similarly, if you don't understand the science of experience, you cannot understand how anything is coming. This is actually the science of semantics. Anyway, I don't know. I'm still... You follow? So, in the progressive march towards understanding Krishna better, Prabhupada always said Krishna consciousness is a science. There's so much to learn, but these are not... simple things. I make the last point. Time will go. Are you following, all of you? So the last point, important point, because this is not something apne aap nahi aayega. Iske liye bahut karna padega mehnat. Kya karna padega? That's another topic. We should not think
that we have a right to know these things. We should never think that I have a right to have transcendental knowledge. No, we don't have. Just like there are so many companies in Bombay. Can you give me some company name? Big company? Anji? TCS. Okay. TCS. TCS company is there. Is it still in Air India building? No. They moved. TCS used to be in Air India. You didn't know that. I used to work for Air India. Then in the 9th floor and 10th floor used to be TCS. I think now even Air India is not in Air India building. So I don't think TCS would be there. But if you go to TCS company, they have a big building somewhere. And you go inside with a jadu. And in the morning, 8 o'clock, you go and, sir, you are sleeping. Do you think they will allow you? No. The God will come and say, hey, kya kar rahe ho? Main jadu maar raha hu. Kyun? Main aise hi, no. Just safa karke main jaunga. He is a dangerous fellow. Security, pakdo, bhej do. We don't have a right for anything. You can't go to a rich man's house and say, hello, where do you keep your jewelry? Why you ask? No, I say, I'm very interested in it. No. You see? So we can't ask, oh, what is matter? What is experience? So you're saying about experience, what is it? The first we must know, I don't have adhikar for doing seva. When you have adhikar, you become pure devotee. You can buy outside the TCS share, it's a good company. You can praise TCS to everybody. You can tell others you also buy share. But you are not part of TCS. A bona fide spiritual master is part of the company. I am outside. I am buying shares, I am telling others. I think like that. Everybody may not think like that, not necessary also. But I am just filling my consciousness. So, we have to realize that unless I have adhikar, I cannot become a devotee. Until I can do whatever I want, but you are outside. So, therefore, every day morning we sing, Seva Adhikar Diye Koro Nija Dasi. Real servant I want to become. Now I am outside. I went with the broom, they threw me out. So I can't go to Goloka and do, but Krishna is so merciful and Prabhupada is so merciful, he has put a branch of Goloka here, no difference. And I am able to, still people don't come to Jadumanekali, Amka Moka Milaya. We can do that. But we must realize, I am doing this so that I can become part of Krishna's family. When will that happen? Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarira hari hari bolite noyane bhave nira. So when that is what is happening. What is the difference between jadu mar rahe haan aur vahaan goloka mein? Here I am just putting jadu. There they are putting jadu and they are thinking about Gauranga and water is streaming 24 hours. When will I become like that? Kabe, hobe. And this is what, not that I have become devotee. Isn't it? I'm senior than you. Why are you senior? How long have you been seeing through the green class? 5 years. I've been seeing for 20 years. Through the green class. I'm more senior. I'm seeing through 40 years. I'm more senior. These are not for public. This class is not for general public, for devotees. And this is not for to tell others, but yourself. Because then it's a good mood. It is not to say you are not devotee. No. This is how we... The more we think I am a devotee, we are not devotee. The more we think I am not a devotee, you are devotee. Sometimes I tell devotees,
Oh, you are so advanced devotee. And they say, no Prabhu, I am not a devotee at all. I said, that means you are more advanced than I thought. Pabre Bab. So devotees have this mood. It's not that they don't say I'm, but we should be always examining and then Krishna will actually give in the heart knowledge by which we can become better. Anyway, any questions or comments? TCS.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you mentioned in the starting that material and spiritual energy, there is no distinction. And
higher.
In higher sense, like Prabhupada said, in higher sense. Scientists also, they don't accept the spiritual. They say everything is material. So their understanding of everything same is because of ignorance of the cause of both these energies.
Who?
The scientists. Understanding that everything is same, everything has come from chemicals.
No. Scientists don't say like that. Not like that. The scientific position is more refined. They will say at this point of time, no scientist who is a real scientist will say we have explained life from chemicals. They'll say at this point of time, this hypothesis is closest to conforming to the scientific fact we know, and we prefer this as the approach to know more about life. So while you have to give the strongest version of the enemy, you can't make him a fool and then punch him. You follow what I'm saying? Scientists don't say like that, life is coming from matter. People give class and they just say, oh, scientists are fools, they say life. The real scientists, we don't say that, we don't know. Where is life coming from? Also, the very idea of matter is changing now in science. They're going to give up the idea of matter. That's what we are doing in the second floor. We are helping them to give up the idea of matter to go to another level. Are you following? So Prabhupada writes here that, this is a very interesting quote. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually realized in the vision of a material scientist. Tattvavit. So Prabhupada has given both. So they are not necessarily in ignorance. They know a lot that is close to Bhagavatam. We should know that. Are you following? A little surprised, no? Because it's easy. See, Prabhupada has given both statements supporting and attacking. Fine. If you take one and not take the other, that's no good. You should take both. How to integrate them, that's a great science. Are you following? Don't think they are fools. Here is Prabhupada saying, factually realized in the vision of a material scientist. Adi Leela, 6th chapter, 14-15 purport. I gave this purport in Chaupati temple, everybody visibly went like this. Huh? Scientists are factually realizing Lord Hari? Yes. In their way. But, we are also factually realizing Lord Hari. We are coming here worshipping. But ours is also incomplete. Because they are studying matter without any reference to consciousness. And the connection to consciousness is very subtle. Consciousness is not directly involved. That's another topic. But we are also studying consciousness without reference to matter. So both are Nasate vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. Next. Huh? You don't know? Anybody? Nasate vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. Yellow. Huh? Ubayorapi. Ubayor means what? Huh? What? What is it saying? No. Ubayo means dono. Bhava and abhava are there. Spirit and matter. Ubayo rapi. Dono you have to study. Are you following? So, scientists cannot be just like that dismissed. But if you know more about matter than them, then you can say they are fools. Prabhupada is saying they are fools in studying matter. That means Prabhupada knows so much about science. It's a fact. So much he has explained. Is that okay? No?
In one of the lectures, Prabhupada says that if we directly accept through descending process, then Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can accept. Another process is that we go on research, and after many, many births, they will also realize the same thing, and that conclusion will be the same. So, the intelligence
you say,
is...
You say all these things, but Prabhupada didn't say that. You say.
No, there is two processes, descending and...
But you don't know what those processes are, and you don't know that.
To hear directly from the pure devotee of God.
Wow. You should be more careful. You say directly hearing from God, you will know. What you will know? Do you know that the first thing you will learn by chanting Hare Krishna is not Krishna but matter? Do you know that? No. Here is a quotation by Prabhupada. Krishna, you say Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't say, your green glass is saying, your mind, and you say Prabhupada said. But you don't know what Prabhupada said. You read it, you can't understand. You don't know that. So don't say Prabhupada said. You say, I understand Prabhupada to have said. Isn't that better? Yeah, it means you can't become a guru.
We have heard many lectures. Prabhupada is saying like...
You are not... Prabhupada is not saying... You have understood Prabhupada as saying. Can you understand this point or not? If you say, Bhimsen Joshi is singing like this. No, Bhimsen Joshi is not singing like you at all. Then you won't be Bhimsen Joshi. That's what you heard and you repeat. It'll be bad. But you think you are repeating. Many people, cinema song says, somebody sings. Some singer, I don't know what, Muhammad Rafi. Everybody sings. They think they are repeating that song. You are not. Are you following or not? The issue is about us, not Prabhupada. It's difficult to accept. So Prabhupada writes here. Krishna says that out of many millions of people, one may understand him. But by chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra as introduced by Lord Chaitanya, chanting and dancing, you can understand Krishna within a very short time. Like you say, instead of doing all this research like the foolish scientists. Knowledge begins not from Krishna, but from things which we are accustomed to see every day around us. And then he goes on to describe the five elements and matter. No, that is why I don't speak much. If you have come first time to the temple, you are in the temple or outside? So if there is a law, when you come first, you have to learn that whatever you knew, you keep it outside. Otherwise, don't come inside. Then you listen. Now you are arguing. No, Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. But how do you know that you don't know? That you don't know that you don't know. You follow what I'm saying? If there is a standard like that, all this thing, I'm not the body, I'm spirit, soul, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, keep all this outside. Now you come, we are going to teach you correctly everything. Because you have studied it under your own. So there have to be people who don't study through green glass. They can teach you properly. Otherwise, how are you arguing? You see?
That's not arguing.
Huh?
It's asking.
No, asking, like, but I feel like you are not accepting this point.
Difficult because, that is correct. Prabhupada's understanding.
We may not have that kind of understanding. Scientists, I'm saying. You think they're speculators? They're not.
They are on the jnana marga.
No.
Researching analysis means
where is it said? No, I might accept your assessment. They are in jnana marga, and Prabhupada says they are factually realizing Lord Hari, and Krishna says bhakti mama vi janati. They are devotees of one kind. You don't know how intensely they want to understand Krishna in matter. They want to understand the absolute truth through matter. It's a fact. You don't know the beauty of science. Before you can criticize science, you have to know the beauty of science. Have you experienced the beauty of science? No, I have. That's the difference between you and me. So try to understand. It's not about Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying some things, you will feel like it's contradicting some other things. No. If you carefully study everything. I don't know. I can only just present. That's why lots of times I don't say much about these things. Devotees already have some idea. Prabhupada said all these things. Any other question? Oh. Now what?
Regarding the previous chapter, Shukracharya, we came to know his character. He was angry, he cursed, he denied to submit to Lord. But in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, Lord says, I am the intelligence of Shukracharya. How contradicting this is.
Good question. So you give me the answer.
I don't know, that's why I am asking.
I also don't know.
I had reserved for you.
Not that I know everything.
I had reserved this question for you.
Bapre bap. That is a big compliment. Then I will try to answer and hopefully Prabhupada will help me to answer properly. It's a difficult question. Even you don't know the answer. It's a very difficult question. What to speak of me? But, see, nobody is at the position of Shukracharya without great tapasya, without great study of scriptures, and without devotion. Prabhupada said, no endeavor can succeed in the material world unless it is tinged by devotion. There's nothing like a purely material activity. It has to be tinged by devotion. Otherwise, success will not be there. But even such people who are Brahmanas, Brahmanayo Brahmajanati, cannot always see Krishna, who is Parabrahman. Therefore, Krishna says, Naham Sarvasya Prakasha Yoga Maya Samavartaha. Everybody cannot understand me. So even Shukracharya, who is faced with a new incarnation of the Lord, failed to see that this is Vishnu. If he had seen Vishnu, he would have told Bali, yes, it's Vishnu. But otherwise he thought, you know. But he also knew, then still got bewildered. That is Krishna's Shakti, Yoga Maya. Later on in the 7th canto, 8th canto, it is asked, the Lord says, to Shukracharya, okay, now everything is over, Bali is gone, it will come. Bali is gone to, you know, the lower heavenly planet. Then he asked Shukracharya, tell me now, what is wrong? That's the last verse of that chapter, it is there. What is wrong he did, your disciple? But he gave so much. So, he says, I was just bewildered by all this Vedic knowledge about rituals. But where your name is chanted, there is no need for all these rituals. In fact, they cannot give as much success as your name. Shukracharya says in the same. And says, therefore, there is no mistake with him. Everything is fine. Then he asks, so is he forgiven? They say, yes. Because he was serving you, because he was giving you, you know, higher importance. Then yes. That is there. It's a beautiful sloka. I should have memorized it, but I have not memorized. You follow? So it is not like he's in ignorance. But sometimes, but Name Bhakta Pranashati, the pure devotees, they never forget Krishna. Never. Krishna, in fact, cannot conceal himself. That is why there was a pillar, but the Lord is there. Whether pillar is there or not, he is everywhere. But when Prahlad said, come out, he couldn't conceal himself. But the challenge of the materialistic demonor, which I have, he will not appear. But he appears on his own. So the pure devotee, like we also know the story of Krishna becoming, Krishna went from the gopis and there were gopis searching and Krishna came in 400 Mahavishnu form. They offered obeisance and they asked him, have you seen Krishna? And Krishna could not maintain the form, then he became his original form. So Krishna cannot conceal himself. Maybe thoda kuch, just like the baby in the cradle. Sometimes the mother doesn't come. The mom, the baby, she won't show. Then she immediately comes. She cannot be away. Like that, the Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. He cannot be away from. He is not actually away from anybody, but if others don't see him, he doesn't go out of the way to see. See, I am Vishnu. Hello, you see? No. So Shukracharya could not, in that time, for that time he couldn't see. That is the Lord's will. To show the glory of his devotee, who was saw that, this is Vishnu. That's why he was giving. And then even when he said, this is Vishnu, you don't give him. It was Kutarka. It's okay. But for that moment he forgot all the Vedic knowledge. Veda is a server, Ahameva Veda. He's well knowing that. Like Brahma forgot. So, it's possible. From me comes knowledge and memory and forgetfulness. So he can, for his purposes, he wanted to show. Does that make sense?
Quite.
Yeah, very good. I don't know the answer, but something else. It's not that everything we can immediately answer. Something, if you know something we have realized, without the green glass, we can say. Not that we can know everything, not possible. Any other question? I can take one more question. Yes? Then we'll stop.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I listened in a lecture.
Haanji?
Prabhuji, I listened previous lecture that Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma is in Rajogun, passionate, and Lord Shiva is in Tamogun, angriness. So, he is a higher devotee than us. So, how is it possible?
No. Lord Brahma is in charge of the mode of passion. Lord Shiva is in charge of people who are in the mode of ignorance. Bhutas, Bhutaganas, they are all his devotees. You follow? That doesn't mean they are themselves in the mode of passion. Lord Brahma is the mode of goodness. Highly. His consciousness, Bhagavatam says, is expanded over the entire universe. In matters of creation, is as good as God. That's the verse of the Bhagavatam. Electricity minister doesn't mean he is made of electricity. You follow? No, you don't follow? You think he's made of electricity? He controls electricity. Isn't it? Sometimes, of course, he may himself touch electricity and get a little shock. Also, dusra. But he's not made of electricity. So, Brahma controls the mode of passion. Of course, he's, you know, also said to be in the mode of passion because otherwise creation cannot take place. Correct? That is taken up for service. Suppose, for example, I'm a very Shanta devotee, which I'm not. Let us assume that I'm very peaceful and, you know, chanting, coming to the temple, taking prasad, just reading. Nothing to do. But suddenly then the president tells, please organize Rath Yatra, something like that. Understand? You can't again be saying, no. No, now you have to get active. That's a mode of passion, but that's taken for service. So he is accepting the mode of passion. He's accepting. Even Vishnu is accepting the mode of goodness, but he's transcendental. So Lord Shiva accepts the mode of passion to us because he has to do something, otherwise how can he create anything? And Lord Shiva accepts the mode of ignorance because he has to destroy. But he is in the mode of goodness, otherwise he will destroy whenever he wants. No, only when Vishnu wants he destroys at the end. That is described in fifth canto. Are you following or not? Just like in the company there is a peon, he is told that you have to close the company at 6 o'clock. Everybody is gone. He cannot at 12 o'clock morning come and close them. They'll fire him, right? So Lord Shiva also does destruction, which requires the mode of goodness, ignorance, when Vishnu wants. Therefore, that's mode of goodness. Are you following? If the peon is closing the doors whenever he wants, just he has got the key, 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the night, 3 in the afternoon. Then he is tamagun, fool. But when he is doing his job nicely, then how can he be in any other mode? He is in tamagun. I mean, satogun. But they are all devotees of the Lord. They are not ordinary personalities. And they do whatever they want. They are not affected. Sometimes even they are affected. But Vishnu is never affected. Vishnu also accepts the mode of goodness, but he's not affected by it. So you can say Brahma is, you know, in the mode of passion because passion, creation requires passion. We must understand. You can get to the post of Brahma by following Vajrasana Dharma perfectly for 100 lives. Do you think that's possible without being in the mode of goodness? Then? Everything is done. In the materially, suppose you have to sweep, it is considered mode of ignorance or anything. But for Krishna, it's transcendental. In Krishna's service, everything is different. Anyway, I hope you understood. Small point. I have not done that kind of preaching for a long time now. It's called simple preaching. I assume you all know this. I'm trying to say something else, communicate something else. For more advanced devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanandi.